Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or CarpathoRussianSociety.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, June 26th, 2016. First off, we go to the village of Yakubiana in Spiš County. This is Nasya Tohoyana, which means on St. John's Day. The birth of St. John the Baptist, the holiday, was on the 24th of June, for those of you celebrating on the new calendar. And there are many rites related to this holiday in Slavic beliefs and in Russian beliefs as well. Before the dawn of Christianity, they would have ancient Kupala rites. Kupala was the god of fertility and ritual purification. On this day, whenever the sun would rise, people would bathe themselves in the dew on the grass to help purify themselves. They would also jump over the flames of the bonfires in a ritual test of bravery and faith. And you would also take your loved one, hold hands, jump over the fire. Hopefully you still held hands after you jumped over the fire, which means that you would be together a very long time. Girls would wear wreaths of flowers on their heads. They would float them down the river, and that would give them a foresight into the relationship. Hopefully a man would pick it up, and their relationship would be set. Also, they would go into the forests and look for the blooming fern flower. Of course, the fern does not bloom, but it was believed that if you found the bloomed fern flower, that you would have luck. So we go to Yakubiana, and this is Na Shiatohoyana.
Дівчата, уж прийшли хлопці. Та поďme прескакувати соботку, бо смоті, яке уж велике огні, бо гнесь найдовша ніч, гнесь Шватого Яна.
Thank you.
Today on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, we send congratulations out to Ruska Bursa, celebrating their 25th anniversary, reestablishing themselves after communism, as well as to LEM FM, which is the Russian internet radio station that is in the Ruska Bursa building. Ruska Bursa, founded originally in 1908, was a boarding school for Russians. In 1947, during the forced deportations of Aksia Wisła, the building became property of the Polish government. After the fall of communism in 1991, the building was again turned into Ruska Bursa by the local Lemko society, Stowarzyszenie Lemki. In 2011, they started broadcasting LEM FM in that building. So we want to send congratulations out to both Ruska Bursa and LEM FM. Last week, they held a big celebration on the grounds of Ruska Bursa, and our good friend Maria Silvestri was there for the festivities and recorded three different groups performing for this festival. The first one was the group Terochka, second was Susanna, and third was our good friend Maria Machoshkova. We're going to play several selections from that celebration for you today, and we're going to start with Terochka with Za Dunaj. So once again, congratulations to Ruska Bursa and LEM FM. Mnohaya I blahaya lita. Though this broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to sponsor an entire broadcast, or just a partial broadcast, or just send me a couple of dollars to help support us, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Congratulations once again to Ruska Bursa, the Russian boarding school in Gorlice, Poland, on their 25th anniversary, as well as to LEM FM celebrating their 5th anniversary. You can go to Google and look up our compadres, the internet radio station LEM FM, just by Googling LEM.FM or just LEM space FM, and you'll be able to listen to Russian broadcasting from Ruska Bursa. I'd like to thank Maria Silvestri for attending the 25th celebration of Ruska Bursa and recording these three performances and uploading them to the internet for me to use today on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Maria has been in the Russian homeland, at least a month now, since the end of May or early June. She was there in Lemkovina, as well as attending the annual Russian Summer School in Preshal. So thank you once again, Maria, for allowing me to play these tracks that you recorded from Ruska Bursa. Next, we have Susanna Yara Malecka with Ate Mila.
Ate Mila, što zma.
GCU, is better than ever. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life.
Building for your future.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online at this address, GCUUSA.com. So log on to GCUUSA.com or give them a call at 1-800-722-4428. Don't forget about Byzantine Catholic Family Day at Kennywood Park. This will take place on Thursday, July 28th. So to get your tickets for Byzantine Catholic Family Day or just to get information on the Greek Catholic Union, give them a call. 1-800-722-4428. That's 1-800-722-4428. Next, we go back to the Ruska Bursa celebration, the 25th anniversary concerts that they put on. And next, we go to Maria Machoshkova, accompanied by our good friend, Yoshko Piero. And this is Oi Nahori Tritopoli.
Yeah.
Another Russian organization which is celebrating 25 years of existence is the World Congress of Russians. Back in 1991, in Medziliborce, Slovakia, in the Andy Warhol Museum, which was also founded around that time, the first Russian Congress was held. Since that time, every 2 years, they have held congresses in different cities and in different countries. Significantly, this year, during the annual Medziliborce Festival of Sport and Culture, which is taking place this weekend in Medziliborce, they put a plaque up commemorating the 25th anniversary of the World Congress of Russians in the Andy Warhol Museum, where it took place in three languages, Russian, Slovak, and English. Congratulations to the World Congress of Russians for celebrating 25 years of existence. Next, we go back to Ruska Bursa. This is Terochka with Listochku Chervene. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Congratulations again to Ruska Bursa and the World Congress of Russians for 25 years of existence. We wish them well and many, many more years, as well as to LEM FM Internet Radio on their fifth year of existence, and many years to them as well. Join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or CarpathoRussianSociety.org. We'll see you all next week. Trimajte se krasny tyzden. Z Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Думаємо, що я вам любив наш нічний програм. Pozivame vás sluchati sledujúšu nedeľu o 5.3. hodiny na stanici WPIT na frekvenciu 730. Trimajte sa krásne i s Bohom.